conversation, never on the block.
Leave me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bar podcast with a conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chasing. I'm your boy Cifo,
and I'm your girl AD from Smile Bartending.
Of course, we back with another episode. We got our bartender back in the building, yeah. Smile Bartending, and we got a special guest, Michelle.
Michelle, welcome.
Hello, my name is Michelle Cockerham. I am the owner, CEO of In Real Life Apparel, also known as Dope In Real Life.
So, is In Real Life Apparel?
Yes.
Dope In Real Life is like the actual brand?
Yes, that's one of my primary brands.
Okay.
Dope In Real Life. Yes.
Ah, primary. The flagship brand. Primary. So that yes. means there's a secondary?
These are facts.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Me versus me is a secondary.
Okay. Yes.
So it's like a collection?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's dope. So a clothing line. What made you get to a clothing line? Like, what made you want to do a clothing line?
I went through a rough patch in my life back in, like, 2018, and it was bad. Like, I was going through it. Like, going through life, life was whooping my butt. And I went to church one day, and the pastor was like, "You are beautiful. You are this. You are that. You are dope." And I left, and I was like, "I am. I'm dope in real life." And so I had my cousin. I'm like, "Can you make me a shirt that says dope in real life?" And he was like, "Are you going to put this out?" I said, "You think it'll sell?" And he was like, "Yeah, do it." And so all I did was post one, and it's been up and stuck from then on.
That's what I'm talking about.
I started with $500.
You only took one shirt. It took one shirt to make it make sense.
One shirt to make it make
sense. And $500 investment?
Yes, $500 investment, all T-shirts, half men, half women. And then I went to hoodies, and now I'm at Letterman jackets. So.
Damn, that's, yeah, that's good.
Nice. What year did you say this was?
2018.
Oh, nice.
1921.
Yeah, I was trying to count. I'm like, yeah.
I'm the only person to count with my hands, though.
I mean, you know, it's okay. It's all right. You know,
yeah, I came out
as long as you get the right answer.
Right. Is the math mathing?
That ain't enough. Take one away first. That's dope.
That's
so
amazing.
You basically went off of... intuition, basically. You was like, you went to church, he said some words to you, and you was like, "Shit, I am dope in real life." And you ran with that.
These are facts, yeah. And then I took my story, and then I took it to the next level, because when I used to do pop-up shops, I used to have people saying, "Dope, is that a part of the D.A.R.E. program?" And all at the same time. It's like, wait, what? So I did the blueprint of Dope in Real Life, and that's where my logo came from. It has "I am" in the middle, and it has several words of aspiration, and then you see the hashtag "I am Dope in Real Life." So it's not the perception that I have looking at you. It's who you are inside as a person that makes you dope.
You got to always have it stuck. A story behind it, because some people can't relate. Just like you said, is that a D.A.R.E. program?
Yeah, that was wild. It was wild. And the cool thing about my brand and my logos is there's a story behind each one. And so, like one of my favorite ones, I kind of tailored that one after one of my friends and her relationship. It's toxic, right? It's toxic. It says toxic, but dope in real life. So toxic doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, right? Mm-hmm. My toxic trait is that I don't know how to let go. So I just, you know, there's a story.
What's your sign?
Everything. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, what?
No, I have a lot of Taurus friends. I get it.
We are amazing people.
You really are. But I get it when you say you can't let go.
We don't know how to let go.
I get it.
This is hard for us. So, yeah, toxic.
That's dope. Taurus.
Yes.
Okay. Taurus. I'm a Virgo, so I kind of got this.
Got it.
I balance y'all all out. I love you, man.
That's you gave us the scale.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? I balance y'all all out.
Dude, she cocky with this.
She is.
It is crazy, right?
She popped the nine collar.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know much about signs, but I know about mine.
That's dope. So the brand is Dope I am Dope Apparel. What is it exactly?
So my flagship brand is Dope in Real Life.
Dope in Real Life.
Yes.
I'm trying to get like to separate the two so I can ask a question about the business.
Okay.
So the business is named
In Real Life Apparel. LLC.
In Real Life Apparel. That, yes. There you go. Boom. Mm-hmm. In Real Life Apparel. For people who don't know how to get into what you're doing, how would you suggest them?
And it's cute.
Start, because you started with $500. Like, yes. What exactly did you do with that $500?
So I gave it to my cousin, and
here you go.
pretty much. And so what he actually took, he took the $500 and he ordered 25 lady shirts and he ordered 25 men's shirts. So I started off with 50 shirts, and then at the time I didn't know anything about print. I didn't know anything about any of that, mm-hmm. and. He basically used his Cricut and he, you know, it was just, I started off with just the hashtag. So it's funny because here we are, you know, in 2024 and this is the logo I started with, except now it looks a little more polished than my original one.
I see you got the patch on your shoulder. Oh, too, so
this is the technology. You put your phone up to this one and it'll bring up my link tree. So I even took it to the next level.
Wait, what? Say it again.
Yeah, you put your phone next to this. So I have technology built into the logo on the sleeve. On these shirts right here. So it pulls up my link tree.
Okay. Yeah. That
so when I say like every year I work to try to scale and you know, because that's me versus me, become a better version. Right. And so that's what I'm doing. But we took that. He went and got the material and the Cricut. And then I popped the trunk. And so my classmates, I'm putting it on Facebook. Hey, I'm in Oakland. Y'all pull up. Everybody was pulling up, selling out. And then, you know, it was just, I'm a hustler. I'm a natural born hustler. So now I'm investigating. Okay, well, now what do I need to do? Right. So now I'm seller's permit. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, I go website. Oh, okay. Do a little quick little website. Now, you know, I'm doing the research. Wait, I can get my own press machine. Mm-hmm. Now I can get wholesale. Wait, now I'm doing hoodies. So now I done cut out the middleman and now I'm the plug. And so now, you know, I'm saving money and I'm flipping. You know, he gave me my fries. But now I'm direct competition. Because see, for me, my time is worth more than money.
Right.
So I can't get time back.
Right.
And so I'm driving to Oakland, sitting in traffic. I'm sitting here waiting for him to finish pressing, waiting for him to bag. Well, I could be at the house knocking it down, and it's at the post office. You know what I mean? And so now it's like it's up.
Right.
And so the more and more I got into it, it's like I start learning the game. And so now I teach people the game. So now it's like I found out about business credit, how to get the, you know, the credit cards and the loans and stuff like that. And so it's just like every year, you know, I put something up under my belt. You know what I mean? And so I have my clothes in a store in San Francisco. There's a store for black entrepreneurs. So I purchased shelf space out there. And, you know, they put me on also because San Francisco, they pull up. So in addition to, you know, my hometown, Oakland, I got the people in San Francisco. And so now, you know, I came out here on a wish and a prayer because I'm going to scale out this way because I feel like L.A. needs to know about Dope in Real Life.
That's hard.
Yeah, you heard scale in here, Libra. So when you said website, did you start your own website? Like you built it yourself?
I did.
Ooh.
I did. Yeah. And so here's the funny thing, right? I started with Big Cartel, right? Because Big Cartel is like the easiest website. Okay, so hold that thought, right? I did too. Because Big Cartel is easy to navigate, right? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have the integrations that, you know, Shopify has. So what I did was I got on Shopify and I built my own website on Shopify. It took me a minute because
Shopify is more difficult.
Shopify is raw. So now, let me tell you, I just told you about, you know, my time, right? Uh-huh. So I usually post every day on Instagram. I do a post. Now I don't because I have it automated. Shopify posts directly from my website. And then when you leave a comment, it's going to send you the link to make your purchase.
Oh, you got it all.
Oh,
streaming.
Wow. That's amazing.
My time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. That's hard. I love it. That's
Shopify amazing. Was kind of like I just paid somebody to do it. I was just like, I don't even like Shopify. I'm not even going to lie to you. I like Big Cartel because it simplifies everything. I made way more money on Big Cartel than I made on Shopify.
See, the only thing with me now, because I had Big Cartel for like my first 3-4 years, right? now I'm at the point where, again, I'm trying to scale. Mm-hmm. So now there's text marketing, there's email marketing, and all of that's automated. Mm-hmm. I set all that up, put a date on it. My sales, like when I got new drops coming versus Big Cartel, you have to have MailChimp and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So now everything is in one spot for me. I can go right to my phone. I can talk to you. You have a question about my website?
Come straight to my phone.
Let me answer you real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
okay. I mean, I still got it. I just don't like it. it's how they set up how you got to get the pages.
You
want to
figure it out, or I mean, like you don't have the patience.
I don't have the patience, but because I paid somebody to build it out. I would rather pay somebody to do it.
Got it.
And now that I don't have nobody to do it, I have to do it myself. So I'm paying like $60-something a month just to sit there.
I'm a one woman show, and so I sat down, and it's like. I had to take a step back to my original hustle when I first started my business, because for me, that's what's going to keep, you know, getting me to the next level.
So, and so that was my next question. What did you do before clothing? Like, what was the...
What do I still do? So I have a 9-to-5. I have a 9-to-5. I work for Kaiser. I've been at Kaiser for 18 years.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah. Nice. And so that taught me business acumen.
Okay.
All
right.
Incorporated that into my business. So my plan is to make... double what I make at Kaiser so that I can retire at age 50. So I got 2 years to knock this out.
Wait, you had 2 years?
Yeah, I'm 48.
Look great. Thank you. Look amazing.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
So you still work there. So you basically working in your 9-to-5 still and still being an entrepreneur.
These are facts. When and a mom and a daughter and a best friend.
When do you find right? Like, when, how?
What do you feel? What do you feel like?
Libra skill. There you go. Find me a lever.
What do you feel like is going to be a good time for you, like, to stop the 9-to-5 and pursue the entrepreneur, the business?
When I make at least my annual salary from Kaiser there, I'm not there yet on my business.
Okay.
And I think that it's going to take a lot of discipline for mm-hmm. me with my business, because I have all these bright ideas. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna put this out. And so I'll take my personal money and I'll invest in it. And people don't understand that. You use a lot of your own money. And so I wanna get to the point where I'm just using a lot of other people's money or my business money, right? And so every time I get other people's money, something comes up.
Right.
So I'm back in my own pocket.
But when
I get to that point, then I'm out. There's my letter of resignation. I'm gone. Cause I love what I do. I can talk to you about my business all day. I can't talk to you about Kaiser out there.
Right.
They pay the bills, but right. You know what I mean?
I go to work and I'll be like, I'm only here so I won't get fined.
Yeah, these are facts.
These are facts.
Maybe
ask me questions. I'm like, I just work here. It's real shit. So once I make my annual too, I'm going to be out.
Yeah, that's real.
I'm getting to it, though.
They taught me a lot, though. I can't. They taught me a lot. Like, you know, I have a good lifestyle, but it's like, I'm still not where I want to be.
I seen the car. I was like, what does she think she is? Parking car. She better have parked it over here. Nah, your car clean, though.
It's yeah,
thank you.
I was like, who is this?
My window's tinted.
No,
like, I saw text out about you here.
I seen the ambience. I was like, I need to change my color back to red. Like, what? I had it blue, and I was like, mm-mm.
I didn't hit you with the 3-tone. I hit you. I gave my 2-tone.
However the case may be. Nice car.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Let me hold something. All right,
here.
Give me a dollar, man. That's dope. I fuck with it. I love business. That's my fourth one. So
me,
I'm
too.
Like,
oh, me too. I'm a yeah. Benz. I ain't gonna tell you how many I had. You might kick me out, but yeah.
I mean that's what we about.
I'm a Benz baby.
Like, everybody be like, man, what you doing? I'm like, bro, I work for a mechanic shop, so I know how to all the stuff that break on it. I can.
Okay, now who the call? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, shit. It's gonna be cheaper than a dealer, so
I'm sure about it.
Man, I think I paid $75 for my brakes.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice $1,200 job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
$1,600 job.
Oh yeah, $1,600 car. Some connections already. I ain't even been out here 2 weeks.
What's this right here, AD? What's this?
So, I took, what is this tequila here? The Shadow Tequila. Shadow Tequila. And then some lemon juice, a little lavender syrup. And then I added some creme de cassis, which is like a black currant liqueur to it or whatever.
I was like, what the heck is that?
It tastes good. I like it. I like it a lot.
What you gonna call this? What are you calling this right here?
I think you should call it dope in real life.
There we go. That's all that you're gonna let Michelle name it.
Dope in real life. Dope in real life. Let me get a dope in real life.
I fucks with it. Yeah.
My kind of girl.
So you're streamlining what you learn with your business, basically.
Yes.
I heard you say that you are pretty much teaching people how to do it. So yes. how are you scaling that?
I added a consulting fee onto my website. Because what a lot of people do is a lot of people try to befriend me and, oh, let's do a collab. They see my jackets and they want my vendor, right? That's what you really want. Let's keep it a buck, right? You want my vendor. Mm-hmm. Oh, Michelle, how did you do this? And oh, how's your car and your business name and all this other stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And what I realized is that first it'd be like, oh, girl, let me tell you. But I got to the point where everything that I learned, I had to cash out on. And so it's like, if I had to cash out, I'm giving you some game for $99 that's going to really take you to the next level. It's worth it. Because a lot of people charging way more than that. And really, I got vendor lists, like, for grants, all type of stuff. Like,
nobody understands that. Everybody comes to me for business advice, and I give it to them, and they don't use it.
Facts.
So like, you wasting my time.
Facts.
So many people came to me about clothing lines, about music, about podcasting as of lately.
Ah.
And I got an ebook for that, but people will waste your time. I didn't talk at least 3 people how to do a podcast, and I ain't seen it out since. They did like 12 episodes and just stopped. It's like, you know how to scale it? You got to keep it going. It's a passion. It's passion. You got to.
Exactly.
It's not going to make you any money until you keep going with it.
These are facts.
So, yeah, that's dope that you got. I have that on my website, too.
Yeah, you have to. Because, like you said, people will waste your time. Yeah. It's like so many people be like, oh, my God, I want to start a business. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm for it. Let's go. I get excited. Let me talk to you about it. And then it's like, you wasted my time.
Yeah.
If you pay for it, you won't waste mine or your time.
And it won't be no time wasted because you paid.
I'm cashed out.
Right. Right.
You paid. I got my salary.
Yeah. Please and thank you.
Right. Right. My cup of dollars.
Waste my time. Some people don't know how to do it, though. Like, a lot of people want to get into business, and then they just don't know what to do, so they try to talk to people about it, but then they don't use it because it's not your real passion.
Right. It has to. That's most important. You have to be passionate about it, and I learned that, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, this is my passion. I can have this conversation with you all night long. You asked me about what I did at work today. I'm going to look at you like...
I think our episode only lasts like an hour and 30. I can talk to you about it too, because I have 2 clothes.
You're going to be making me drinks, okay?
And he changes up.
I'm like, show me something else.
Let's go. Let me pour you some meat versus meat.
Hello. You hear what you said?
Sure enough.
No, for real.
I love it.
So,
I love it.
I have 2 clothing lines, too. So I understand the business, but a lot of people just waste your time.
They do. The good thing for me is I'm fortunate. I have really, really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when we go places, everybody will put on something dope in real life. Like, it'll be a different color. It'll be something like my going away gathering. Everybody had a jacket on. Everybody, you know, so now you got people's attention. Everybody looking like, who are these girls? So they call us the dope in real life crew. So it's like, you know what I mean? So and what people don't realize is not only are these my close circle, but that's marketing also. Because now you walking around, everybody want to know who this is. Oh, where you get that from? And then there go my business card. Oh, hit our website. There go our Instagram. Mm-hmm. So it's like I have good
piece of walking billboard.
Thank you. Branding is everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Branding is my license plate. You see my license plate?
I didn't
check my license plate.
I was already like, looking at the code. I was like,
that might be her.
No, I was just joking.
Hey, my movers came. They seen the car. They taking my stuff in, and I had on one of these shirts. I was like, "Do you sell dope in real life?" I was like, "Oh my god!" No,
you're going to jail. You're going.
Yeah,
to jail.
I branded it. Like,
that's wow. Crazy. Wild. It's wild.
That's
crazy.
That's hard.
I love it though, y'all.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's everything, and I can't wait. I can't wait. So, yeah. Oh, the cool thing is, I was telling AD, I think, or is it you? I don't know. But I did the Jennifer Hudson show.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did it on Thursday. So, mind you, again,
wait, so guys, like recently?
I just did it. So when I tell y'all, like, it'll be my 2-week mark being out here on Saturday. I literally just got out here. I did the Jennifer Hudson show. I was going as an audience member, right? Uh-huh. I was going as an audience member to network, pass out some cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so the night before, they send you the survey, or a questionnaire, rather. And so I filled out the questionnaire. So on my way there, you know, I'm nervous because I got my hair people. I didn't have no lashes on. I was just like, oh, God. I get a text message. Hey, Michelle, it's Brianna from the J Hud Show. Did you get my email? We want you to be a part of a segment that we're taping. I said, won't he do it? Got my stuff together real quick. And so,
I need that.
These
old
guys, make up, please.
How much you need? Deal. Deal.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, it's an episode that's going to air in February, but it's for Black History Month, and that's it's for people awesome. Who deserve to be celebrated. And so okay. it was real fire for me to go up there, and then, you know, she seen me, gave me a hug, gave her that light up card, and she mm-hmm. just smiled. So hopefully, you know, that'll
yeah, make a nice too. Connection there.
That's lit.
Yeah, so I'm out here on a mission, y'all. I'm not
right.
playing.
Yeah.
I'm not playing.
It's already started. That's awesome.
Yeah, you running now. You slow down. You better keep going at this point.
Right?
Yeah, you gotta keep going.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
I
like
see
that.
The grind because you reached yeah. out. I was like, who is this?
Like, I'm sending you here on the website.
I love entrepreneurship. That's why this podcast is the way it is. Like, I've really been building businesses and trying to learn structure and learn certain stuff. So to talk to people who do it, it's like, yeah, this is what the show is about.
Well, I appreciate you. It's cool talking to like-minded people because you don't get that everybody. Oh, you got the same drive, that same hustle, right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when we can sit here and we can articulate visions and mm-hmm. swap stories and mm-hmm. do you do this, do you do that? It's like, I like being around people that can help me level up, that I can mm-hmm. help level up.
And
now,
we doing over drinks.
You get what I'm saying? And over drinks. That's dope in real life. I'm just saying.
One of the hottest bartenders in LA.
Oh, thank you. Fire.
Like,
don't forget AD, okay?
Mm-hmm. For real.
I won't. We locked in.
Ain't no switching up.
I think every show I kind of explain that. This is what the show is about. A conversation. We have networking. You go to mm-hmm. bar, sit down, and have a conversation. I think.
Yeah. Because that's usually when I get a. As sometimes that's what I was telling him before. I'm like, I hate like when I'm in the bar and you want to have that networking conversation, but you're so busy, you know. So a lot of times, like this show or like the private events, things like that, you have a little bit more time to. Network, make your ideas clear, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I'm like, it's amazing to be on this show, you know, and to meet Michelle, because, you know, I'm like, we friends now.
We locked in.
I think that's hard.
Yes, you definitely learn a lot, for real.
So moving to LA, like, I know you got high expectations. Like, what is your 2-year plan for LA? You already done surpassed
your first week or whatever. Yeah,
first week, so next week on my agenda.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's do the next 10. Look like the year is already done at this point.
So tomorrow, we're going to see the Upshaw taping, so I'm going to pass out some cards.
Upshaw. They're
doing a live taping.
The one with
Upshaw?
Mike Epps.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm asleep. I'm sorry.
I mean, I only know because my family, you know, they be watching TV.
I watch YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Put you on the line so you can start putting yourself in that position.
Right.
Before I leave.
Appreciate it.
You're like, hello, you know Mike. What's up, Mike?
I'm just saying.
I'm like, squad, I need a haircut. He was like, no.
So we're going to that tomorrow.
That's awesome.
That's tomorrow. And then, so hopefully you know, I can network there, pass out some cards. But it's a store out here. I think it's called The Level Up. And I've been, like, following him on IG.
Level Up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about, I know his name. He used to be a rapper. No, he's still a rapper. 211.
Yes. So I've been stalking his Instagram, right? I didn't inbox him, and he ain't opened it up. So I'm just gonna have to pull up. Like, this is what I want, because my goal is, I don't want like my own store. I want to be in stores.
Got it.
Right. And so.
So you want to do consignments?
Exactly. And so I don't know if you want me to purchase shelf space or I can give you a wholesale deal, but. That's my next one. Right. So, you know what I mean? So, nah, I'm going to go harass him.
Oh, yeah. That's the grind. I'm
come to show folks with Mer Park 2, all black brands.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on it. Boom and bam.
Hello.
Yeah, for Akil West.
Lily, are you getting this? Akil West, you got the name of the
show. Hello.
Someone dropped the phone.
Hold on. I got you. Gotta have friends like that.
That's dope. Yeah, 211 store got some fly clothes in it.
It does.
I was supposed to put my belts in there, but I never
you
like
got
really.
Belts?
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Salute.
Other belts. I got jeans, boxer briefs.
I like it. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
I had to grow that's from a street good. Brand to. You know, I'm trying to do luxury stuff. Like, because I like a lot of luxury.
Yeah.
I wear Versace, Gucci, all that stuff. And I was like, I'm about to start wearing these shit and start wearing my own shit. So,
exactly.
I got jeans and all that. So.
These are facts. And so that is the mentality that I have. So I have, when you go to my website, you dope in real life. My shirt started like $20-$25, right? And then I have the luxury line. So my luxury line is where my jackets come in at. So you like 175 and up. And that's why you get the boxes with the nice packaging, the light up business cards, you know what I mean? Because I want to attract different customers over here. But I don't want to forget my people who've been messing with me since 2018. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love Letterman's too because I ride Harley. So.
Oh, mine have.
That's what I was like. I was grabbing hers when she came in.
Fleece line.
I was like, that's like.
Fleece line. All my Harley guys, they like, oh, can you make some gloves to match? I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to give you one.
Little jacket. You know what I'm
saying? Every time I wear, because I wear crazy jackets when I'm on my Harley. I got like a Popeye jacket. And everybody, I got a members only with all the old cartoons and stuff like that. So that everybody
looks like, throwback, that's fire.
Yeah.
That's so I got some stuff.
That's fire. Okay.
So, yeah. I'm going to have to give you one.
I'm going to have to hook you up. I'm going to hook him up, too, because he just got me a plug, too.
You just can't forget AD. That's all.
Cannot. AD, can you make me a dope in real life?
Yes.
A double dope.
We gonna put that on the page. I'm like collabing with.
No, for real.
Like she's having a cocktail,
right?
I like the drive though, for sure. That's. Yeah, it takes somebody that got passion behind them to like really be hit the ground and running. Like, I know I want to do this. I gotta learn how to do it.
Yeah, why LA? Like,
why not Atlanta or Houston?
You know what I'm saying?
Where everybody
you
else pick? Wanna go?
You know what I'm saying?
I don't wanna go where everybody else going. Like, I love it out here. Like, I do day flights. Southwest got a sale, $49, $27. Like, we'll fly out at 6 in the morning and go back home at 6 at night, hit the Courtyard Cafe, do some shopping, and let's do what we do. You know what I mean? Like, I love it out here. I can't make this up. You know what I mean? And, you know, while I'm out here, if I'm in my car, I'm like, I'm in a scraper out here. Like, you know, they ride big boy toys out here. So it's just, for me, it's like, I need something to look up to, a level to want to achieve, to get to. Like, you know what I mean? So out here, it's perfect for me.
Did you call your biz a scraper?
I did.
Hey, rolling around in my scraper.
I'm like, what are you going to do next to me? I'm scared of you.
I'm trying to be on your level, Michelle. What are you going to do next to me? Because I'm like, this is a scraper. I'm with it.
You can't call no biz no scraper.
What?
That's the Bay Area mentality, though. That's the open mentality.
Oh, my God.
Everybody I know from that way, you got busy, so.
Yeah. What are we leveling up to, Michelle? What are we
looking? I want that tutor.
A jet look like she got a how do you do a business like that?
Private jet for life.
Donuts. Damn, like a scraper? Jesus.
Oh, man.
Get you a Harley. Get you a Harley.
I don't know. Get you a Harley. But you know what? I did say when I turned 50 that I was going to get me like a candy purple Harley and have me some 40-inch blonde hair on the back. And
Oh, I heard that.
You know, rush my back ride. You know, no, I've only been on the bike once, and that was the back.
And it's so easy. It's easy, though.
It's so easy. Cool.
I know a lot of females that ride Harleys.
I would love to ride. It's just,
let's go get our M1s together. Let's
okay,
do it.
That's
let's
what
do
we
going to
do.
Let's do it.
Look, we leveling up together.
Can I get a three-wheeler or do I have to get a...
I want a three-wheeler.
You get a three-wheeler, you might as well
just oh my God.
Keep it over a license. You ain't going to get through no traffic. Hey. No, don't do that to yourself.
Watch me. Don't get the trike.
No, fuck no.
I guess we'll have to just have it on the side. A little beach day or something.
I see somebody on a three-wheeler trying to get in traffic. He was like,
I was like,
silly rabbit.
She said, I just want to look pretty, you know?
I just wanted to arch my back. I might start a motorcycle club. Don't in real life, me versus me.
Hello. Like,
yeah. I can see it.
I can see that.
I can move my hair to the front.
Yeah, you already got the letter to Jackie.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep the three wheelers off the road. That's it.
All right.
Well, we really gotta
look, get you a big boy. Get you a big road glide or something. I seen girls whip them motherfuckers.
So what's the difference between the road glide and the soft tail? What's the?
Okay, so I don't know.
Oh my God, did he just laugh?
you want to explain this?
I don't know.
Get
the truck.
You know you wrong, right?
It's cool.
No, not for men, though.
Oh, got it. For women. Cool. All right.
But he just said we can't get through traffic.
No, it's safer. It's far more safer.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. Safety.
Whatever.
Because my mom don't want me to ride. That's the only reason why.
You
want
to get a trike?
I mean, I wanted a motorcycle in general, but my mom was like, no, so.
We outside next summer. We triking it.
Yeah. There we go.
Dang.
And we got the nice, you know what I'm saying? Nice summer day.
You feel
what I'm
saying?
It's gonna be popular.
And you got the braider. We have this.
Yeah,
let's go. We outside.
Yeah,
we
let our braids fly.
Mm-hmm. Coming through traffic. Yeah. I wait.
Yeah, like, y'all gonna be stuck in traffic.
We gonna be all in here.
Sitting in between these two cars.
They won't move.
Right. We'll be together, though. We'll be together.
Facts. These are facts.
We'll be together.
See? Boom. As long as we're together, we good.
By the time I get there, it's going to be over with the traffic.
Well, just know
I'm going to be right back in traffic trying to go back home. Yeah.
Especially
y'all gonna look good with the jackets on, though. So that's all that matters.
We're gonna look good sitting in traffic. That's all that matters. See, branding.
Yes.
Branding,
yes.
Marketing. It's a marketing tool.
The billboard, for sure.
For these ladies on these strikes sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get real life. My website on the bottom. Like, it is what it is. And cursive.
All right. So they can't read it. People can't read cursive all the time.
Big man, especially nowadays.
See, like, what
they can't
is
even
that?
Write. What did that say? They're part of the DARE program.
Full circle.
Right? Full circle moment.
That's funny. Well, I'm glad you picked LA, Michelle. It's a good place to be.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I feel really good about it.
Good.
I'm happy.
So have you been down here before? I lived down here before? Or is just like,
never.
You just like, let me just do it?
I just said do it. I've never lived more than 40 miles from Oakland.
Wow.
So for me, this is huge. This is my family, like.
Is there a storm going on out there right now?
Yeah. Yeah, she was supposed to come yesterday. And
so,
I mean, tomorrow.
I seen it, but they say they're supposed to come this way as well.
I don't know. Oh, no. I just know that they was caught in it. And she was like, well, I'm coming today. So she flew out today.
Damn. Yeah, that's what I heard. I was looking into, like, the weather for sure, especially when you riding bikes, you gotta, what's going on? I thought it was gonna come this way.
I don't know. I hope not.
I'm going back out that way next week. So. Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving. Dope. So what is your next step? What is your next item that you're going to put out? Like your next collection?
So right now, my big one seems to be these jackets. Everybody is feeling these jackets. Mm-hmm. So I have a new strategy. And I'm thinking that instead of me making a new release, because I typically do new releases like twice a month, I think I'm going to make everybody wait. And so I'll build up the anticipation and then I'll have that one release date and everybody go get it. So I think I'm just going to do another color jacket.
Okay.
Right. But right now, my immediate future, I have the leggings that look like the skin. So it looks like they look like pantyhose, but they're leggings, and it looks like they're nude under it. So
I've seen those for
women that want to, you know, wear skirts in the wintertime, it's fleece lined. So they're fleece lined, and it actually looks like, you know, you got on some tights. So that'll be next within the next 2 weeks. But my big one is going to be these jackets, and I'll do it right before Christmas.
It's going to say dope in real life coming up. It'll be unbranded.
So I'll do unbranded items too. I do unbranded items under just the dope in real life brand. But my focus is the luxury, so I got to keep, you know, my people happy.
When you say unbranded, meaning that it's not gonna have your tag inside of it. Mm-hmm. Nothing. It's just gonna. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it'll have my little be dope in real life. It's in you, not on you. That's it.
Mm. But not like that.
You won't.
Like,
there's no logos, no nothing. It's unbranded and it's discounted.
Nice.
All right.
So I keep it affordable, you know, over here and then over here for those that want, you know, that little upper scale type of thing. Got options.
Nice. Yeah, I like options.
Yeah. I like that. Oh, and Afterpay is offered on Shopify. So I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, right? It's four easy payments.
Exactly. Four easy payments.
I'm with that.
No, for real.
Right?
I'm just saying. I'm going to hire somebody to do my marketing, though. Because Dealing with that website where me putting a new product, because I have a stonewashed shirt, me putting that on there was a whole headache. And I was just like,
really?
You know what? Yeah. A headache and a half. I was about to just switch the whole domain and say scratch it.
You know they got templates.
I know they got templates, but it's not.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter, Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The plata rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
And the tip, all right, the template is built out. It's just when you put new products on there, you try to put them to where you want them to go. It's like, it's just a little puzzle of Rubik's, and I'll be in that mug like, man, I need a whole day to figure it out. I'm trying to work out the kinks when it comes to marketing, because I got to create a whole new Facebook because somebody hacked my Facebook for I had that. All that was streamlined. When I posted my belts, I think I got like 100,000+ views, and it was going crazy before they hacked it, but now it's hacked. So,
yeah. That sucks.
Shout out to the motherfuckers who know how to hack.
Yeah, it's really a job out here. Me.
Bro, you got to change your password every 2 weeks.
It's really a job out here.
My hardest part or my biggest obstacle is finding people to model for me because I'm impatient. So, like, when I get my new jackets and stuff like that,
doing incentives. People that buy your stuff.
But see, the thing is, I have that. But when they come in, it's like, I want it done right then and there. So I'm my model. Mm. So I'll jump on and then they start selling, you know what I mean? Then, can I use your picture or can you send me or, you know. But like, when I want to get it out right then and there, it's like, that's why I say one woman show. Yeah. And so sometimes a lot of men will think that my unisex items are just for women because they'll see me in it. Mm. But, you know, women buy a shop more than men.
Well, just send it to me. I'll take a picture of that thing.
All right, boom and bam.
Send it to me.
Y'all heard that? Hey. I remember when.
When are you going to do that? Hey, I'm sending you something. All right. Okay, cool.
We locked in too then.
Yeah.
Okay. Boom and bam. I'm holding you to that.
Shout out to you, man.
That's dope. You about to make us another one? We doing?
I mean, yeah.
I think we need to be versus me now.
trying to make her work. Make her work. That is dope, though.
Trying to get some more ice.
But I had a few more questions. I was just trying to figure out how to structure them. Uh-oh. For somebody who want to start a clothing line, what would you say is the most important thing to do? To start first.
Have a clear vision. It's important for you to know your why. Mm-hmm. You need to know, once you know your why, figure out who you're going to sell to. Who is this product going to appeal to? Don't make it all about you. Make it something that's relatable. And then don't limit yourself. So, you know, don't limit yourself to LA. So, yes, you're from LA. I'm from Oakland. But don't put yourself in that box. Mm-hmm. Make it something that's universal that everybody can relate to, because you'll limit your audience. So have a clear vision.
Clear vision. All right, I say just start, because a lot of people who don't understand what they want to do, but they have a small vision of what they want to do, and it's going to look better once you start it. You're going to be like, okay, I get it. This is how it looks. If I do this, this is how it looks. Even if you just, like, get, like, a regular iron on to see how it look on the shirt, like, that's how I started. I literally was like, let me see how this look, and then I stopped. I did it. I even bought my own screen machine, one color screen thing, and I learned how to develop the screen. I was just like, let me see how this look.
I didn't have the patience for that. I got that pressing machine.
I had to go all out. So we got everything here too as well. We got the presser, we got the rolling, we got the all that. We do beat direct environment. All this stuff. So
we're gonna have to really tap you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to get an embroidery machine. Business. I'm trying to get an embroidery machine, but
that'll be fire. Yeah. That'll save me some time too.
No, that's dope though. I like.
Yeah, you know, I gotta walk around. You know, branding myself.
You gotta brand down.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll let you give.
Are those on your website?
Huh?
Those on your website?
No, these are new. Because they're new.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. That's a good concept though.
Yeah, my partner, she made it for my birthday because I just was going to do some t-shirts and, you know.
No, that's dope. She surprised me. I think I want one.
Did the crew neck because I love crew necks.
I think I want one too.
I want a hoodie though.
You want a hoodie?
I wear a lot of hoodies.
I know, that's why I'm like, my cousin was like, I like hoodies. I'm like, all right, hoodies it is.
I'll take the crew neck. I love crew necks.
Yeah, because I'm like,
I wear cord on my shoulders.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need the hood like that.
I don't need the hood.
Look, coming soon. Look, y'all got me.
Y'all got me on the uphill.
Let's swap. I got you.
I got you on your grand opening event or whatever you do out here in LA. Look, whatever you do, I got you. We got you.
I got some shirts for the podcast too. It's called Don't Chase Your Liquor.
Let me get one.
I gotta make some, but that's part of the brand. It's basically like a 3 shot glasses getting chased by like a pineapple juice, a Red Bull, and
that's fire.
Say, don't chase your liquor. They run it from the shot. The shots is running from the mixers.
That's fire.
Some straight up.
Yeah. But we be mixing it down over here. The conversation is straight up, no chasing. You feel me? That's dope, though.
I love it.
Tell the people your website.
So my website is dopeinreallife.com. Instagram is BEDopeInRealLife.
BEDopeInRealLife. And the Instagram is?
BEDopeInRealLife.
And the Instagram is?
Every time I try to do the
name and all that stuff, it be getting wrong when it comes to the like little shit. So when you say it like that, it's gonna make it easy.
Well,
I appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course.
Get the drinking. That's more shadow.
Yes, more shadow.
Shout out to all of the brands that, you know, partner with us, team up with us.
Yeah.
Because they are good.
And you said this is a black-owned tequila as well? Yeah.
Love it.
Black-owned. We love to support. There you go, Michelle.
We've been drinking and doing a toast, the dope in real life cocktail.
You're absolutely right. We usually do a shot, though, too.
We're
gonna take a shot right now.
Alright.
Okay.
We're gonna take a celebration shot.
Celebratory.
I'm with it. Let's
celebratory.
Go.
Celebratory. That sounds too much like sober.
Celebratory.
I'm just trying to make sure.
A celebratory shot.
Right. Dope. But for the people who don't know, you know what I'm saying? Clothing is important. Marketing is important. Branding is important.
Definitely.
If you don't know what you're doing when you get into it, make sure y'all go to Dope and Real Life website. Actually, she do consultations. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You want to get some business advice, or you can YouTube it. If you lazy, tap in. You know, everybody got a, everything got a price. Guide. Yeah.
How to get your LLC? How to, you know?
Use the business credit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to tap in with you too.
I know, I'm tapping in with you.
Sometimes when you do stuff and you got a way of thinking about it, you might need limes with your
shots. Do you need a lime with your shots, Michelle?
Or
you
just I'm cool. You got some oranges?
No.
I don't trust you. Okay. This is where that don't chase your liquor thing come in right here.
We ain't chasing. See, I got to follow the program then. I want y'all to be like, that girl came out here and chased her. Now we going straight.
We ain't gonna do that. Thank you, AD.
And I'll take a shot too with you guys.
Let's do it.
Ready? All right. All right.
So, what we cheers into?
Success.
Success. Definitely success.
Stand motivated.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Stand motivated. Stand energetic. Stand motivated. Damn it. Yeah. Motivated. And stand motivated. Yeah. Stay motivated. It's hard to stay motivated on stuff. Sometimes you wake up and don't want to do it.
That is very true.
So you gotta stay motivated.
Yes.
So I'm not above you.
Not above you.
Right beside you.
Right here with you.
That's a phony water.
Let's do it.
Where you at, AD?
Ooh. What is that? Shadow?
That was out.
What was that?
This.
If I look like a chia pet.
I don't know.
No, that was smooth. I didn't know. What the?
This cortisol.
Oh, got you. Yeah.
That was Fire.
Ooh. That was smooth.
Yeah, the shadow was gone.
Okay.
It's warm now.
We used it in the last cocktail. All
right. Any questions you want to ask me? I mean, what's up? Open up.
How long you been in business for?
Man, I'm. Since I was 13 years old, since I was a pup, might as well. Which business, though?
Let's start there.
So the clothing line I started. So the first one I started was called. Well, first of all, when I was in high school, I was drawing like shoes and shirts and stuff like that, and I just never knew what I wanted to do with it. I just was drawing it, just doing it, spilling it, and I started a label, a record label, doing music.
Nice.
Artists in there. One of them started.
Okay.
And it was called Baseline LIE. So LIE stands for Loyalty is Everything.
I like it. So I like it a lot.
It's a spinoff of that. Shout out to my cousin. We brought that to the table. So the spinoff of that was my brand was called Loyalty University.
I like it.
So the Loyalty University was basically everybody can be loyal. And everybody's not cut out for school. Everybody's not cut out to be taught. They have to teach themselves. It's just a whole little thing around it. So that was my first brand, and I started that in 2000. And dang, it's been a minute. I don't even know what year. 2011, probably. 10, 9. Early. So I started that brand, and then I... ran with that. I was in stores in Indiana. Like, I was doing sales around the city or whatever. And then I got to the point where I still was buying other people's brand. Like, I bought the Vamp Life from Jim Jones.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I got a lot of bad stuff to say about it, but I'm not going to say it. Shout out to Jim Jones. Uh-huh. But that was the reason why I started my luxury brand.
Okay.
Because I seen a lot of flaws in it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to correct this.
I
just spent all that money on the shirt, and it's not given.
And the thread is showing.
Yeah, it wasn't given. So that's when I broke down and was like, I'm going to start a luxury brand. And that one was, I started Fancetto, Fancy Ghetto, Suspend, Fancetto.
I like it.
It's Bougie Ghetto.
I like it. That's me.
For underdogs.
That's my first go towards We Bougie Ghetto. Like,
yeah. That's basically what it is. It's Fancetto. Yes, it's not meant to sound ghetto, but it's fancy. And I started that in, make me sweat because I don't want to lie. It's been a minute, though. I started it. I set it to the side. I got a trademark.
I thought I was blank now. It could be probably saying
like, because I said I'm warm now.
It could be, though. So
I took my jacket off.
Yeah, it's getting that. It's giving that for sure. Yeah. So I started that in a couple years. I trademarked it first.
Okay, that's my surprise.
I got everything together when I did the LLC. I did the LLC not too long ago, like 2020 maybe.
Okay.
But I had the brand already in development. I got the logos done. I called somebody that I knew that made logos, and they created the logo for me, and I went from there. So, yeah, and I went from there, and I started developing stuff that I know that we would want to wear, like men and women. Like, we go and buy belts. We go and buy jeans. Yeah. That, like, those are essentials.
And draws. Don't forget the draws.
And draws and brains. So, and I was like, let me get to that. So, yeah, that's how I built on that. Then, of course, I do other businesses. Of course, Open Bar Podcast has been since 2018, 19.
So. Fire. Yeah. So what or who is your biggest motivator? What's your motivation to do?
Who gassed me?
Me. No, I'm just kidding.
I always throw ideas. I'm just kidding.
You balance this out, right?
Balance, right? I'm just kidding.
Honestly, my biggest motivation is failure.
I can say
straight like that. My biggest motivation is failure. I can't. When I see certain things and I know that I can do it, my motivation is like being lazy and not doing it.
Yeah,
you got it.
So if I have a vision of something, like I'm about to do this right here, and then I don't do it, that's my failure. So that's my motivation too. At the same time,
what's your next big thing?
I want to turn Open Board Podcast into like a real show. A television show.
Let's do it.
I want to elevate.
Like I said, let's do it.
Yeah, this is like my.
We go ride bikes.
You know what I'm saying?
Main focus. Right?
Go do it.
Ride bikes.
This is the main thing for me.
What else we doing?
We're doing.
Yeah.
As a team, we're doing the elevation. We're doing the. Yeah. It's still in, you know, working out the kinks and working out the, you know, it's not fake. It's organic. The conversation is just straight off the top of the head.
These are facts.
And I don't even like to talk to people when they come. Like, I just be like, hi.
Yeah,
and
I peeped that. I was like, he kind of dry. Like,
right.
I have to be like, oh, boy, he was cool. I was
like,
dang,
yeah.
I was thinking behind
me.
Like, I'm ready to give you a jacket.
No, literally, like.
He gonna leave. He was all quiet.
Sheesh. I was focused because when the cameras come on, I'm nervous. So I literally don't talk to him to my guests. I say hi, you know, make sure to get in and make sure
that was it.
Get settled and all
text
that stuff.
Message
because it's the element of surprise for me.
Right, you here? You good? You on your way? What's going on?
Coming inside.
You good?
Bathroom right there.
All right.
You can sit right there.
But then we get into the thick of it, and now
and then you cool it in the field. Like, I'm gonna give you a jacket.
No, for real.
She's like, oh, this is me.
It's a reason for it. I don't want it to sound scripted.
That's true.
I don't want it to be that way. I get your Instagram. When you hit me up, I'll do a quick scan. Oh, it's the clothing line. Boom, and I'll leave it alone. Because I know a lot about certain things, but I would rather the conversation carry itself when we're having the drinks and having it, let it flow. Like, it may sound like it's crazy to do it that way. People be like, "Oh, yeah, where's your cue cards? Fuck them cue cards, man."
Real people in real life. You got cue cards in real life or what?
I don't want it to look or sound or feel fake. So I want it to be as everybody that come here though, they leave happy. Everybody, like, I love this show. Like, it's cool, it's clean,
it's authentic, it's fire.
Yeah.
I know when I leave here, I'm gonna feel better than I felt coming through the door.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're not gonna feel like it was like a robot in here, like, oh,
hey, nah, don't say that. I'm not that shit. Come on, Wyatt, now.
You might get that in the beginning.
I was about to say, Josh might get you though.
Yeah, Josh.
Oh, wait, hold on. We didn't do that.
In the beginning, he's going to
get you. Put your chin down.
Hey.
Hold on. Hold on.
Phone's off.
I'm back now.
That's all I was waiting on my intro. Hello, where's the cue? Where's my man's over there? Cue.
Yeah. But that's for that. Like, that I don't mean to do that, but I mean to do it. Like,
yeah. I appreciate it. I'm going to leave here feeling like I didn't build relationships with new people that I can call and be like, I need you to put this shirt on. I'm going to send you something.
Yeah, because you did. You did.
I need this drink, though. Where you at?
Oh, right. Because I'm hairdresser.
Like, I need you.
I got the hairdresser.
What you doing?
We got the cocktail.
We're going to get these M1s. What are we doing?
So now we just got to match the cocktail. with a shirt or something, and then we gonna have it on social media. Dope in real life cocktails.
These are facts.
It needs to. I want it to feel like a real networking situation. Like yeah. You here, we're having it. Like if we was to pull up to the bar together, we talking. I'm talking to you. You come sit down, and now we talking to you.
Right.
So that's the concept of the show.
Ain't that crazy? That's how it happened too. The other day, I was just
I was
in a bar.
I was taking shots and eating stuff, and then she walked in. I'm like, "What's up, Amy?"
So we all talking across the bar now, you know.
Yeah,
so,
the lady next to me was like, "You got a podcast?" The conversation. That's the vibe I want.
I love it. It's authentic. You're authentic. You have some good dialogue and some ideas, and like I think you just motivated me to do something else. We'll talk about that.
There we go. Make
sense. I got an email for that.
I got a credit card.
Or
I got business credit.
You hear that joke?
Support is key.
Support.
Yeah, we got to do it though, man.
That's dope.
We got to do it for each other, for sure.
If you want to, let me know. That's easy. That I do certain stuff in my sleep.
Okay.
So, just I'm like ready. You got passion for it, I got energy for it.
Yeah, I love it, and I love your drive. Oh my goodness, yeah, it's going down.
I don't like your car, right?
No,
I got an ass for that.
Right, it's a little cold out. Put the heater on.
The 580.
So what? I'm gonna ask you.
Oh my god! Did he just ask me that?
No, I didn't.
I didn't hear.
That was my look, double.
I'm like, I didn't hear him.
My interior red too, though. Okay.
Oh.
No, you good though. You good.
Yes,
you good.
Give me a dope.
I would have did something like that, but I didn't even want a new car, so I had to. I was forced to get it. So yeah. I got it. It's dope. I mean, it's a blessing
it's
to
fire.
Be able to do it.
It's
so,
fire. It yeah. is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. My homeboy got an S580. It drives itself and all that good shit.
It parks. It does everything.
I didn't even ask you that. I had to
a little bit.
Throw your braids black.
Sorry. I want that 2-door rose, though. That's mine.
Okay. They got a 2-door rose?
Yeah.
Or the drop head?
Nah, I want the hard
look, y'all speak
I want the edge, that hard tie, 2-door, Rolls Royce.
Oh, Rolls Royce.
Yeah,
the more.
See, that's why the Mercedes is a scraper. That's what I want.
I told you, what does she want to look?
So I want the Wraith. The Spectre is the electric one, right?
Yeah, the Wraith, they start making up in
2020. Oh, see, well, that's why she called
see,
her.
See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all knew we was here. That's what I'm saying.
See,
I guess
I'm
going to have to get the Spectrum.
Engine,
but see, I don't want that. I want, you know, I take a 22. So I'm cool with that. Yeah. But that's what I want. That's my dream.
That's why it's a scraper. Okay, I was wondering. I was wondering what it was that she had to level up. Because I'm like, if a Mercedes is a scraper, then, you know, what is
it? Double her is a Volkswagen. Excuse my French.
Is that how you just gonna crush me
look,
like that?
No, I'm not.
Y'all don't know.
Is that what we doing today? I just told you that was my dream,
like
though.
I was like, ooh.
I told y'all like that shit at all.
A dream deferred.
Oh, my God.
A dream deferred.
Bring me a cast, because I feel like he just stomped me real quick.
She just fresh off the flight.
Oh, my God.
Put it to the side. But that's what I see me in next. And I'll be, you know.
Okay. That'll be nice. That'll be nice.
Yeah, stop on that. For sure, for sure. Get that.
Yeah.
Let me rent it. Like,
yeah, you can drive. You ain't got to rent that. Oh, gosh.
We like it.
We like it. We like it.
My homeboy quite a skip. He just bought a Cullinan. Yeah, that's how he said it, Cullinan. He just bought a double on a Cullinan. Yeah, I'm a party time still.
Nothing about cars, y'all.
I'm gonna come hang with y'all.
The light of the truck, basically the brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I seen the truck.
Shout out to the homie doing big business. We got some business things coming
in too.
Okay. Okay.
honest and all that. I like business
names. Who said no new friends?
Me? I don't want no new more friends. Not regular friends.
Yeah, not regular. I don't want new friends. I guess you have to be specific with
it. Yeah,
you
gotta right? be
my favorite word is you have to add specificity.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Specificity.
I didn't even know that was a word.
It's a word. I learned that from Kaiser. Shout out Kaiser. Specificity.
Shout out to Kaiser.
I said they taught me business acumen.
Shout out to the 9 to 5.
Specificity.
They teach you a little something, something. You know what I'm saying?
Specificity.
Oh my goodness. Because I'm like, man, spell check.
And I bet when you Google it, it's going to pop up. I'm telling you. I'm not making shit up. It's real. It's a real word.
In a second, like, what the fuck is that, dude?
He gonna Google that shit when I leave, man.
It's
a real word.
Yeah, okay. Right. I get it.
You gotta ask
me. I'm gonna use it in a sentence.
Right, I'm gonna put it in a caption, though.
I don't understand. Can you add some specificity around that?
Mm. Oh, no. Nice.
Boom and bam.
Spelling bee check. Fifth grade.
I'm just saying.
I don't like that shit at all.
Use it in a sentence.
Yeah, once you use it in a sentence, I get it. Okay, cool.
Boom and bam. Just saying.
That's awesome.
Fuck it. I don't like new friends, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I like networking with people who are doing shit, but including new people in my life, I ain't got no room.
Yeah, we can't use the word friend loosely.
Yeah. That's
now, that is a big thing.
Because I've learned the hard way. Some people just try to get close to you, to try to get in your business and do other stuff. So I got a close-knit circle.
Yeah.
Specificity, right?
Yeah. Because that's what I thought. Like, sometimes, like, you know, you heard people say, I'm like, we're not friends. Like, we're cool, though. We're acquaintances.
Exactly.
We're not friends.
We're not
friends. You know
what
I'm saying? And some people just don't really understand that.
We're Instagram friends.
Yeah.
We're cool, but
we're
not
like friends because a lot of people don't know, you know.
They don't know.
I think only Facebook got a friend at Instagram is a follow.
Oh. Let's add some specificity.
You're a follower, okay?
You're a follower. Oh, you follow me on Instagram.
We ain't friends.
Hey, Lily, it's
we
up. That's my new post tomorrow.
You're a follower.
Are you following?
We're going to have somebody in here that trademark shit.
Right.
I see what's going on.
Plagiarism is at an all-time high right now.
I'm talking about new ideas.
Yeah.
Like in the court, just have it right in the corner.
Oh, God. Like, yeah.
You got that? You got that?
Yeah.
Yeah, got okay. that.
Right.
We on the wait list. Don't you? Nobody's coming after.
Make sure you send the team the link so they can sign up. It's locked down.
Locked.
Yeah.
We gonna take specificity. I said it.
Specificity.
Okay.
Specificity.
Okay, cool.
Oh, got it.
Don't have me log on tomorrow. You tomboy. Hey, let me get some specificity.
Yeah, I'm put some specificity on my head, nigga. I know respect. Specificity.
Some specificity. Get that drink.
That's going to be mine.
I'm going to be on my page. Like, we not friends, you a follower.
What
you thought?
Oh, you thought you was my friend.
He's a follower.
He's a follower.
He's a follower.
Take you off my buddy list.
You feel me?
What the
cancel this follower. I'll get a new
you're
one.
You're gone.
Yeah. Blocked.
It happens.
I love it.
We just coined a whole lot of shit today.
Yeah.
We did. That's what happens when you get entrepreneurs in the room. Mm. Boss shit.
Yeah.
Boss up or lay down.
I'm proud of you.
Oh,
taking
you?
Step. You've been doing your shit.
I've been
watching you on Instagram and all that.
Specificity.
No, trying.
Yeah, oh, you was finna downplay yourself?
Yeah, because I'm corrected.
We're not finna do that. You corrected me. You better correct yourself.
I am.
You are.
Now, you've been doing a lot. You've been doing a lot of content. I've been seeing a lot of that going on. I've been seeing you move around and do your party. You've been doing your party stuff.
Wait, what's your Instagram?
At Smile Bartending, and then when you want to just follow me personally, it's at AD the Bartender.
We need all that shit.
So yeah,
block me in. Stalk the fuck out of you.
Yes.
You've been consistent. I've been saying that.
Very consistent. You know, because I started what about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, because I am a seasoned bartender. Okay. But like, as far as starting my own brand, doing private events, things like that, I used to say no, 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 and then I turned that answer into yes, yes, yes. So,
well, yeah. I'm having
look where yes got me
in January, because you know I moved away from my friends, and so everybody's coming out to visit me in January. We might have to tap in to get to it.
Yeah, I love it.
I love that. Put some specificity on there.
I'm gonna become a follower.
Yes, that's fine. See, but the thing is, I'll follow you back.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll follow you back.
See, my best friend got my phone, so we up in the stuff.
Well, yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate that. It's a lot.
You fired, because it's just go crazy.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you see me killing
it. And then you got me warm over here, too. I don't even need the fleece line jacket. You feel me? I'm warm. I thought I was going to get some little chia pet on my chest. I'm all right.
Whatever you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out what you did
because you did what you did.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna just she added specificity to that.
Yeah, she
Are hilarious.
She knew exactly what she's doing because she's making sure that the brands that ain't the branding ain't being showding.
I gotta learn how to use that word.
I don't think it's being right. Use correctly.
You know, but it's okay. You don't even wear your mask.
Yeah, all
right. I'm using it right, but I know what you mean. It's okay. It's all right.
Are you doing shots?
I
want
to shout y'all cool.
I was gonna say, y'all doing. You want a shot for him?
You want a drink? Oh, yeah.
Yep, no, he's on his cleanse. Leave my boy over there alone.
He's cleansing. Trust me, I know that.
My boy, Josh.
We love you, Josh.
He the reason why the shit clean, crispy clean.
Oh, good. Oh, he doing it all.
I'm about to say it's 30, right?
What do you use for your parasite cleanse?
I can't think of it.
But shout out to them.
Vegan. Vegan hot dog?
Nah, I think Earl's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, what are we talking about? Earl's.
Yeah.
Earl's.
Okay, Earl's. All right. All right.
Skin care blend. That's fire. I'll be using it because, you know, I'm dark skin. I can't use anything. I break up. She got scrubs, cleanse, parasite cleanse, cell cleanse.
Nice.
We need to get her out here.
Yeah. Especially because, you know, I like to drink, so I need to cleanse, you know, every now and then.
I use Paragard, though.
You know, this process.
Yeah, we do. I drink a lot of alcohol, you know what I'm saying?
I just took 3 days in a row.
Paragon, you ever had Paragon?
I don't even know what that is.
It's like drops.
Yeah.
You put it in the water?
You just drop it in your mouth.
So, see, for me, I was 317 pounds.
Where? When?
See, you a man, though.
I ain't the tallest nigga. I'm 5'10".
Oh, okay, see, I'm 5'7".
Well, you ain't taller than me.
Nah, I'm not.
She said, I'm 5'7", like I'm taller than you.
So,
so
for me,
I'm
5'8". Wait
a
minute.
Yeah. Your show is about to take a turn.
Yeah. Hey, Lily, it's time to go.
When the braids get to going.
0428. It's my birthday.
Oh.
0428. Open the phone back. Open the phone back. Oh, show my picture. Nah.
Let's see the pic.
I just posted it in Instagram.
So let's do a shot real quick.
Okay.
So we're gonna take this shot to a new addition to your network.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout
Welcome to LA.
Yes.
You with the coolest people.
I'm with them.
Yeah, I'm like, you with the coolest people.
Dope ass people.
Yeah.
AD slow.
Whew. Why you didn't ask for my shit?
I'm gonna be honest, cause let me tell you something.
He's gonna get that. For your.
No. I need your Instagram.
No.
I thought he tapped in with my girl.
You gonna get it. For the outro, look, tell the people we already told them where to find them. Tell them again.
My website is www.dopeinreallife.com. You can also find me on Instagram at @BEDopeInRealLife.
Yes, sir.
Do that one more time and look right into the camera.
Look into the camera.
www.dopeinreallife.com
or Instagram, @BEDopeInRealLife.
Ooh.
Boom and a bam.
Yeah. You already know the fun. That's OpenBarPodcast.com. OpenBarPodcast.com. And then OpenBarPodcast_ on Instagram.
Did you ask specificity of that?
No, I didn't. Hello, you liberated.
What?
I couldn't get it out. You're not my business.
My bad.
Oh,
my
you can
it
find
was the
band.
Right?
You
the
can
band.
Find me, AD. Get it out. It was the band.
The scraper.
It was the scraper.
Please. That's stop that shit. The scraper.
That's that shit.
So y'all can find me at Smile Bartending on Instagram, at AD the Bartender on Instagram, and www.smilebartending.com.
Boom and the bam.
Get that motherfucking website back.
Welcome to LA.
Appreciate you for pulling up.
Thank you for having a good time.
I appreciate you for even reaching out and considering being on the show. We appreciate you for sure. Mm-hmm. And more success to you.
Thank you. Big success. Good energy to you. Big success. Thank you.
You was already on a J HUD, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did they sing to you in the hallway?
In the hallway, what's that called? The Happy Lounge.
Yeah, did they sing? Did they do a little?
Oh, today was she was recording, so it was retaping them one day.
Oh, okay, got it.
We gotta work like that.
I didn't get the experience.
It's okay, as long as you got on there.
Well, I'm on there.
February 28th.
So I'll even watch TV.
As soon as you get these budgets together, we about to go crazy.
Yeah,
we finna record 5 shows in one day.
I'm gonna be ready.
I'm gonna become a sponsor.
I'm gonna be ready.
You heard that?
Sponsorship.
And I added specificity to that.
Sponsorship with the specificity.
You're not listening right now. You hear what she said? No, you gotta talk to him now. Anyway, shout out to you for pulling up.
He's sober living.
Y'all listen to all that.
Thank you for having me.
Overboard Podcast.
Hey.
Conversation never on the block.
By the ball.
Bars open.
Bars open.